First one today, the Laurel Little League.
That's a previous grant.
I'll match you.
You'll match it?
Whatever you got in mind.
Okay. We did last year, we did $2,500, is that correct?
You did two last year. You did $1,000 and $2,500.
But the $1,000 was for the $1,000 was a separate issue. That was later on. That was about the expenses for a World Series or whatever that went to Michigan. So we did $2,500 for the first thing.
$1,250.
Yeah, that's fine. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson, to grant Laurel Little League for operation expenses, $2,500, to be split with Mr. Phillips and myself, $1,250 each. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Cape Crusader Basketball Club.
And that looks like it's in the Cape Pen up in the school district?
And I think this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
That's okay. May I speak, or?
Sure, certainly. Yeah, you can speak.
Are you affiliated with one of the grant requests?
With this one here, I think.
Okay.
It's Cape Crusader, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'll keep it brief. I know you guys are trying to move along. I know when you hear a request from a so-called travel team, you tend to think, well, we're looking for money to buy sneakers and uniforms. Quite frankly, we cover that with our volunteer efforts. We are not what we consider to be a typical travel organization. Our mission is basically to use the game of basketball to try and help kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to play for what we call the typical travel teams, because typically those organizations charge $600, $700 to participate. We charge $50 to our kids to participate, and we are attempting to attract kids from all over the county.
Oh, it's not just the Cape?
It is not. We have kids from Seaford, Millsboro, Milford, Lincoln, Georgetown. We are trying to extend our reach, and part of these funds will help us do that. But what we're looking really to do is use basketball as a means to reach kids who otherwise don't have the structure, don't have some of the life skills and discipline that comes as a result of being involved in an organization like ours. What we're hoping to use the requested funds for today are two things. Number one, we have to pay for gym space, and that's an issue that's difficult. Coming from Wilmington, where I lived before, having to pay to rent a gym is something that's new to me, but the majority of our costs are needed to cover the rental of a gym. We're also looking to use some of this money to pay for SAT prep and supplemental education classes for our kids this spring and summer. Because as I mentioned, a lot of our kids, the majority of our kids that are with us on a full-time basis, are from economically disadvantaged homes and single-parent homes. They tend to struggle a little bit in school when they don't have our structure. When they do have our structure and we see report cards and we see weekly summaries from their teachers, they tend to do much better. What we're looking to do is make that a year-round process, and being able to use these funds to hire some teachers that can come in and help our younger kids and that can give SAT prep to our older kids so that our older guys can go to college and be an example for our younger guys. So that's our request, and that's what we intend to use the money for. It's not going to be for sneakers and uniforms. We sell chicken to do that. This is money that we want to use for our substantial goal of trying to help these kids, and they are not just Cape kids. Mm-hmm. We want kids from all over the county.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Could you state your name, please, for the record?
Sure. Tom Peterson, and it's spelled P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N.
What is your total? Sounds like you're doing an awful lot more than I realized. What's the total budget for this organization?
In order to pay for the things that we talked about, in addition to the basketball side of things, it takes about $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
We do two big chicken barbecues, one on July 4th weekend, and we do one earlier in the summer. We raise about $7,000 that way. We do charge our kids $50. We have we also do clinics throughout the year, and we have a nominal fee for that. And the rest are individual solicited requests from folks in the legal community that I know, donations. We have applied to the Delaware Community Foundation for some grants there. We were rejected for one, and we have one pending there. So we live hand to mouth. Mm-hmm. We're always on the just getting by.
What's the age group?
I'm sorry?
What is the age group?
We have kids that barely are just starting to walk. No, we have about 5 years old all the way up to 17 and 18 years old. We do two different kinds of things. We run clinics. This weekend we had 75 kids in the gym, ranging from 5 to 18. And then we also do the travel team part, where we have three separate teams that will compete all up and down the East Coast.
I can't hardly picture 5-year-old kids, 6-year-old kids out playing basketball on someone else's court.
It takes some organization, but when you know, we were able to purchase some baskets that drop down from the 10 feet high to 8.5 feet high. And when you get a little kid and you pick him up and he's able to put one in the basket and smile from ear to ear.
I do that with Sam. We play a lot of basketball, yeah. Sam and I.
Bringing him up right, aren't you, George? Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
Well, thank you. It does sound like you're starting doing a lot more than just teach them how to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But basketball is a thing that gets them there, I'm sure. They want to play.
We call it our hook. Yeah. That's how we get into the kids.
And I can certainly tell Councilman Wilson
no idea.
At five I was playing basketball.
Well, tall as you were.
I played basketball. We'll entertain a motion of council for this.
Did you belong to this group like this?
This group wasn't around when I was there.
I recommend
just that. Just barely had baskets.
Or did you play in the street?
I was thinking of $250 from each council person.
$250 from each council person. Mm-hmm. We have a second for that motion.
I'll second that.
We'll have a second for that motion. We have a motion to second to grant $250 per council person for a total of $1,250.
I don't think you've got many from the western side yet, but since we're contributing, I hope you'll really work hard to extend.
We are, and any anyone that you want us to get in contact with, we'll be happy to. We've gotten probably 5 or 10 kids from Seaford. We've not been able to get Laurel and Selbyville. That area has been, we've not gotten any real good response there yet, but we're trying.
How many got from Greenwood?
We've got probably 3 or 4 kids. We have a group that sort of comes over from the Seaford area. That
it'd be
come
pretty
together.
Expensive on my part, won't it? To pay so. For 4 or 5 kids.
Yes, that'll cover it.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
I hope you can prove it's worthwhile.
Congressional Youth Leadership Council.
And I think she is from Laurel. Is that correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay. We'll do $100 a piece. $100 a piece or something.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Second.
Somebody, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $200, $100 from my account, $100 his account. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Gumboro Community Center.
I'd like to donate $2,500 from my account.
Second.
Just about wrap them up.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Phillips' account to the Gumboro Community Center for baseball / softball field additions. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Webb. Now we're now past the 10:45, so we'll move back to the public hearing. 10:45, scheduled public hearing, resolution approving agreement to provide firefighting services and approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by Ellendale Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated.
At this time, we do have a public hearing on this matter, and we'll have someone give a presentation. To council at the end of the presentation, council will have an opportunity to question the persons concerning that so they have a good understanding of what is being requested of council. After that process is complete, it will be opened up to the public. If you do wish to speak on this matter, please come to the front, give your name and address before you speak, and after that period, we will present this to the council, and they may desire to vote on this today. Who is going to make the presentation? Ms. Webb?
Yes, I will. This is just a little bit different. We have done these from time to time. Ellendale Fire Company provides and continues to provide firefighting services to a specific area within Sussex County, and the fire company and the county would like to formalize such an arrangement by entering into an agreement to do this. The fire company proposes to issue $1,600,000 of bonds of the fire company to finance the cost to construct a fire substation in Lincoln, Delaware. The intent of the fire company is that the interest on the bond qualifies for exclusion from income of the owners for federal income tax purposes pursuant to IRS code, hence the public hearing process that the IRS requires this public hearing process for them. To be excluded from the income tax, the bonds must be approved by the applicable elected representative of government unit with which the fire company has entered into an agreement after a public hearing to consider the issuance of the bonds has been conducted following a public notice, which was made 2 weeks ago in the newspaper. Fire company declares its intent to use tax-exempt bonds to finance the capital costs of the project with a maximum principal amount of $1,600,000. These bonds shall be an obligation of the fire company and shall never be a debt of the county, and the county shall not be liable for any payment on such bonds. The county's approval of the issuance of the fire company bonds will have no fiscal impact on the county. Mr. George Smith is here today, the attorney for Allendale Fire Company, and if you'd like to describe the project in terms of location in Lincoln and answer any questions the council might have. Is that a representative of Allendale with you?
Yes.
Okay, good. And your name?
Aaron Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. Ms. Webb reflects very positively on this council. She's been splendid to work with throughout this whole process, so I compliment you on that. She's summarized pretty much my remarks, but I know Aaron Moore, who's apparently no relation to your county attorney, would like to go ahead and just give you a brief description of the project.
We're building a 9,000 square feet approximately building on County Road 213 in Lincoln. It's North Old State Road. It'll hold, it has six bays, which can hold approximately nine apparatus, depending on the size, and living quarters for the crews for storms and such that we typically get. And we've already begun construction, and we already own the property. It's all been approved through planning and zoning and fire commission and everything. We're just coming to get the funds that we needed to finish and to get the bonds, and hopefully it will help us protect the community better.
Any questions from council?
I just have a question about that agreement that Mrs. Webb referred to. What does that agreement, what was the purpose of that?
The IRS requires that we have a firefighting service agreement with the Allendale Fire Company that they will come in and provide firefighting services. It's a 10-year agreement, and we have done this in the past with other fire companies, and basically is because the fire service districts incorporate in-town limits and out-of-town and county limits. So we have this, it's, I believe, Mr. Smith, isn't it just a requirement of the IRS that it's like a partnership between the fire company and the county for firefighting services?
Yes, it's actually a specific requirement in the Internal Revenue Code. There are a couple code sections that govern this. I don't know how it started. I started doing tax work
in
1971, and it was there before I even started. But it is a specific statutory requirement in the code that such an agreement be executed between the issuing authority, Sussex County, and the fire company. It doesn't apply to ambulances, by the way, but it does to fire companies. That's why we couldn't get a tax-free bond for Bethany. When they
and
started up their ambulance.
That it's tax-free, hence this process, which makes it more affordable for the fire company.
Right.
Yes, because the bank can afford to loan the money at a lower rate, which means the fire company is paying a smaller monthly mortgage payment.
Right. Good.
Any more questions from council? Mr. Moore?
Would you like, I have, is there anyone here that would like to speak to this issue? Is there anyone here that would like to address this issue? If so, come forward. Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing, close public record, and Mr. Moore, if you'll read the short title, we'll do we need this one separately or can we do with them one motion?
Pardon?
Can we do both with one motion or have to do them separately because it's two different, the agreement and then the
It's just one resolution.
It's just the one here. It's a resolution of approving agreement to provide firefighting services and approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Ellendale Volunteer Fire Company, Inc.
I'll make that motion, folks.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you really have any doubt?
It looks like it's right at 11 o'clock. We'll go to